This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 18th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Please continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Afghanistan as the Taliban takes over the country. An estimated 10,000 to 12,000 Christians live in the Central Asian country. Most of them are converts from Islam, which means they are targets for persecution and murder under the Taliban. The church leaders in Afghanistan report getting letters from the Muslim militants saying that the Taliban knows who they are and what they're doing. Many fear that mafia-style murders are in the near future. While people are fleeing the country, pastors are staying to continue their ministry. Pray 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 for these believers. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. On Monday, Afghanistan's Kabul airport was the scene of horror and panic as hundreds tried to flee the country. Video footage showed people clinging to planes taxiing on the runway and even falling from planes that were taking off. After an insertion of 1,000 more troops, the total of 6,000 U.S. troops has secured the airport in Kabul to help with evacuations. The Pentagon is aiming to evacuate up to 9,000 people per day. John Sopko, the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, released a report yesterday on the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. It's America's longest war, which has cost billions of dollars. Sopko noted, quote, "If the goal was to rebuild and leave behind a country that can sustain itself and pose little threat to U.S. national security interests, the overall picture is bleak," end quote. For years, Sopko has raised concerns about the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. The report said the U.S. consistently underestimated the time needed to rebuild Afghanistan and failed to understand the cultural and social context. Sopko told National Public Radio that the Taliban takeover is not surprising.
It's not surprising. I mean, we've been warning for the last almost 10 years about issues with the ANDSF, that's the Afghan Security Forces, capabilities and sustainment. All the signs have been there. I mean, we've been shining a light on it in multiple reports going back to when I started in 2012.
For the first time since March 2020, the Scottish government relaxed social distancing requirements on churches. However, face mask requirements remain in place. Evangelical Alliance Scotland celebrated the end of social distancing requirements. A spokesman said, quote, "This is absolutely a time to celebrate. We have longed for the day when we can get back together as one church congregation," end quote. An Illinois state appellate court ruled Friday that Hobby Lobby violated the state's law about transgender bathrooms. The case arose when a man, pretending to be a woman, wanted to use the women's restroom. Hobby Lobby said he could not. In 2019, the Illinois Human Rights Commission fined Hobby Lobby $220,000 in the case. Sadly, the latest court ruling upheld that fine. Despite a Democrat president and a Democrat-controlled House and Senate, the 117th U.S. Congress has passed very few laws compared with previous years. During the first 8 months of its two-year term, Congress passed 36 laws, tying for the fourth fewest laws enacted. Republicans have been able to use procedural process to stop some legislation. For example, last week, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas blocked Senate Democrats from passing the so-called For the People Act, a bill that conservatives described as attacking election integrity. Critics also described the bill as a federal takeover of elections. New U.S. Census data found that the under 18 demographic is ethnically diverse, with no one ethnicity dominating. For the first time, the white population shrank in absolute numbers. Meanwhile, Hispanic, Black, and Asian populations are growing. U.S. birth rates are declining, especially among white women. And finally, Brownsboro, Texas, voted 3-1 on Monday to pass an ordinance to ban the killing of unborn babies in their city limits. The ordinance also bans abortion-inducing drugs. Brownsboro is now the 37th city in the nation and the 34th in Texas to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.